Okay. Hey, everybody, and welcome back. This is Amanda Moxley, your hostess with the mostest. You know it. You've heard it before. And I am Amanda Moxley, and I'm known as a healthy, wealthy biz mentor, and I coach fun-loving, free-spirited women on a mission with the vision how to create profitable, playful, and portable businesses that rock and pop. And I have gathered women, some of my soul sisters from all around the world, super successful women, six and seven figure business women, and also successful in life, in health, in happiness, in marriage, in family, in all areas, to really let you in on exactly what we did to catapult ourselves from where you could be right now to having a profitable business and lifestyle that we used to only dream about. And the intention here is that we are sharing these secrets. We're sharing this, you know, really kind of the before and the after story. And I'm asking them to go deep and to share the good, the bad, and the truly heinous to make 2015 the year that you pop your biz. These women I'm speaking with, especially today, Michelle Gelati, she has been such a good friend of mine for several years, and I love her. And I mean, so what I'm saying here is these interviews, it's not script. I mean, these are real interviews. This is so like just a couple friends talking, and you get to be like the little fly on the wall and hear this. So super good. And I will now introduce Michelle. So Michelle, we actually were in a mastermind together. The year that I popped my biz was the year that I met Michelle, and we were in a mastermind together and just totally bonded. And I remember like the first time that I met her, you know, our coach at the time said, "Amanda, go sit by Michelle." And it was so cute. So, you know, I sat by Michelle at lunch, and we have a lot in common and have been connected. And I'm so happy that she can share her wisdom with you today because she's amazing. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and share her bio because it's a juicy one and you want to know who you're hearing from today. So Michelle Gelati. Am I saying it right, Gelati or Gelati? It doesn't matter.
You know what? This is how good you are. The Italians say Gelati, so you said that one, and the Americans say Gelati, so you got it all covered.
Yeah, okay, cool. Gelati, Gelati, okay.
Exactly.
So Michelle Gelati, Gelati is a yogi in business and in life, has recently been named one of the nation's top creatives in Origin magazine. This is a magazine I love. By the way, you could get it newsstands at Whole Foods. It's such a good magazine. You need to read this magazine. So she was named one of the nation's top creatives in Origin magazine. Huge. And she's been quoted by Forbes. Chills. Okay? Huge. She's the creator of such programs as Brand to Success, Photography to Success, and Mom to Mogul. Having worked with brands such as Nike, Hewlett-Packard, and Starbucks in her past life, she is now a couture brand creator, success coach, writer, modern adventuress, and entrepreneurial mom, Huffington Post blogger, and speaker supporting women in making happiness their business by infusing creative and authentic depth and daring into their brand communication, business programs, signature processes, and more. She is the owner of Michelle Gelati International, a branding, coaching, and empowerment agency, an author in the making with How to Be a Walking Mantra, 8 Simple Yoga Truths to Stretch Every Mom's Happiness. Woohoo! She's been quoted in and written stories for nationally published books such as I Love Mondays, Tiny Buddha's Guide to Loving Yourself, It's a Chick Thing, and The Girl's Book of Success, as well as has appeared on KTVU, the Lifetime Channel, and KATU for her work. Well, I remember when you were doing all that a couple years ago. She's also the founder of the Walking Mantra Show, where she motivates moms to focus on their happiness so they can raise happiness. Having lived all over the world with her business over the last 13 years, Michelle considers herself a serial expat. However, currently living in sunny Los Angeles with her husband, such a hot little guy, her husband, and her Harry Potter-obsessed son. Thank you. And welcome, Michelle. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be with you. And you totally nailed it when you said, you know, that this conversation and the, you know, the different things that we're going to be sharing and uncovering today, it really is a conversation between two friends. Like, that is exactly what's happening here, and I feel like just highlighting that again, because there's even more juicy goodness that comes from these types of conversations. This isn't like an interview where, oh, we kind of know the person, but we kind of don't know the person. No, we really know each other, and so it's, I think, even more is going to be tapped into as a result of that. So thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
Mm-hmm, me too. All right, well, give us your story. So let's start with your story.
All right, let's do it.
Your story and how you popped your biz.
Yeah, cool. So so my story might be similar to quite a few of those of you who are on the line stories as well. So I started, you know, I call it my past life, but it was really in this current life where I started in corporate advertising. So I worked at three different really big advertising agencies in the U.S., working on brands like, if any of you remember the Got Milk campaign, that was like my camp. I mean, that was the one I worked on the longest. I worked with Starbucks, Nike, doing like commercials and print ads. And back then, you know, that was, gosh, that was in the late 90s. So the internet was, you know, obviously it was around, but it wasn't as hot as it is now. So we did a little bit of like internet, online advertising, that sort of thing. So that was my past life. It was creative. It was cool. There were a lot of like, you know, young people that were working in the industry. So it was really fun, I have to say. Michelle was not very happy. I felt like I should be happy. That I had these opportunities and this opportunity to work at some really amazing places, doing some amazing things with really great, like really genuine people. But after I did this, this past life that I'm talking about, I did this for about, 8 years. And I would say at about year 5, 6 is when I started to really do a lot of doodling, daydreaming, journaling in these red journals that I now have in my office here. I have like 7 or 8 of them. And I would fill, literally, like I would go to work, do my work, and I'd be like, gosh, is this, you know, I would think to myself, is this it? Like, is this it? Like, is this really, is this my life? Like, but I should be happy. You know, all these different mantras that were going through my head. Like, no, I should be happy. And, you know, why am I asking if this is it? Yes, this is it. And this is what people do. They work from 9 to 5 or 9 to 7. And they're, you know, and they basically, they save their inspiration for nights and weekends. And that's what I was doing. I was filling up red journal after red journal with all these different entrepreneurial ideas I had, the yoga studios I would open and the restaurant I would open and this event business I would do and that event business and this other business that I would open. And finally it got to the point where I was like, I filled up all these different journals of not only my writing but of cutouts of different things and stuff. Literally they were like bursting at the seams. And at year 8, I walked into my director's office, and it was time to show him a presentation that I had finished for one of our clients. And so he read the he read it from cover to cover, and he's like, okay, cool, yeah, the content's there, it's all good, we're ready for the meeting, you know, how do you feel, you feel good to present it? I was like, yes, I feel fine, feel good. And he goes, now, but why did you take so much time on the cover? Amanda, I was so searching for expression, my own expression, that, you know, the content that I had put together within, you know, this PowerPoint, it was all fine and good and ready to present, but Michelle had spent so much time on the cover because I wanted to feel like alive. And so I had made the cover the most amazingly, like, beautifully designed thing you've ever seen, you know, because I wanted it to be so juicy. It felt, made me feel happy. And it was at that moment, I remember walking out of his office and being like, I have to leave. Like, I have to go do my own thing. I have no idea what that means. So I ended up leaving a few years in. I mean, I was, you know, scared as all get out. You know, how do I do this? I don't know how to be an entrepreneur. What does that word even mean? But, you know, kept kind of saying yes, kind of like doing going through the motions, going through the different steps that I needed to. I've been doing this now 14 years. About 4 or 5 years into the business, I had that feeling again of, why am I not happy? And this is the answer to your question, how did I pop my biz? So I left the corporate world. I started my own business. Word of mouth was great, actually. I had, you know, some great clients who passed on my name, and I had done some really good work for them. But I felt, started to feel similarly again, like, why am I not happy? I'm just not happy. Like, hey, word of mouth is great, but why am I not feeling happy? Well, the reason I wasn't feeling happy is that I had been playing the whole, you know, is this professional card the whole time in my business. So of course I wasn't, of course my business wasn't going to pop. Of course my revenue wasn't maybe going to be the way that, you know, I imagined or envisioned it to be, because I was putting this like a lid on myself still. I was still sort of acting the way that I acted in corporate in my own business. And so finally when I got clear, well, I knew one thing. Let me say this. I knew that I needed to put more of me, infuse more of me, the true me, into my business, into the way I communicated, into my blog, into the way that I spoke, into my sales conversations. Like, all I knew was, I think the path to my happiness in my professional life is going to me just be me, you know, me being me, being more of me, infusing more of me. And so I started to do that in my business. And a crazy, awesome thing happened. Again, I didn't do it thinking, oh, this is going to pop my biz. Oh, this is going to grow my business. This is going to bring me more clients. This is going to – all I knew was, if I can express more of myself, I will be happy. I chased my happiness. And in doing that, this is where kind of authentic branding really was born, is I started putting more of myself into everything that I did, everything that I said, everything that I showed the world, you know, my community. And my business grew like threefold. Like it was, you know, and of course, we're all smart businesswomen here. There's never just one thing that pops your biz. There were a couple other things, of course, that I was doing. I mean, I had just reached out to my first mentor and, you know, started doing more work on myself, you know, personal development stuff, even more of that. But I know that this piece around, I mean, what we're calling branding here in this conversation, but really is self-expression, allowing myself to self-express and be more fully expressed in my business, totally popped my business. And it was that feeling that I was searching for that I didn't have in you know, the corporate world, in the advertising career beforehand too. So what I learned then, Amanda, or there, and I feel like I learn it or relearn it and remind myself every day, is that the key to not only popping a business, but to popping ourselves, meaning to making ourselves feel, you know, feel that bliss, feel that comfort, that peace, that happiness, you know, substitute whatever word you want in there, is to be even more of yourself. It's like that's what, you know, that's the honey, you know, that attracts the, you know, the people that we most want to work with.
Mm-hmm. No kidding. Beautiful. So you just finally, you were like this corporate and you were, you know, trying to be professional and be something else. And then, so then you popped your biz by then. You realized you weren't happy, so that was the indicator. And then you decided to bring in more of you and, like, really unleash you. And that's
yes.
How you got the mantras, I'm sure, and then also the couture brand. And is that right? And, like,
yeah.
Everything created.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I wanted to share around that, because it might really resonate too, is I followed my happiness, but then I also remember thinking to myself, you know, if I could just express more of who I really am, you know, and express to people that when they come to MGI that I'm the woman that they get, that will help my business. Like, I just knew that to grow the business, I needed to really share who the mastermind was, like who the person was behind the quote-unquote business. So this whole idea, Amanda, of like humanizing our business is really what I got clear on. And what cracks me up is that here I was, an advertising marketing girl, like this was my background, and that I started my business and like didn't know how to market myself was hilarious. And what I mean by that is I knew how to do it quote-unquote professionally. I knew how to do it, you know, sort of the advertising marketing way, it's kind of without feeling, like just something that's creative but that's void of feeling, that's void of depth, of like real human sort of connection. I knew how to do that. What I didn't know how to do, and what I learned, what we're all learning as entrepreneurs every day, is really marketing, branding ourselves in a way that does help the business pop, you know, doing it authentically, because that's what we can really sustain.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, like who, you have to be yourself. That makes so much sense to me. And a lot of people, they're not, you know, it's like you don't have the confidence. And it brings up a lot of those issues, like I'm not going to be liked, or it's not good enough, or, you know, like it's like we're not all these glossed up. I mean, unless you are. I know I'm not a real major glossed up, hair blown out, makeup kind of person. And it's like, you know, but then if that's the brand or that's the image you're portraying, then you have to be like that all the time. So it's like just be 100% yourself, and then it'll make it so much more sustainable, like you said.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what would you say, you know, looking back at this, and, you know, what would you say was your biggest failure in business?
Well, you know, it's funny. I would say that was my biggest failure. That was my big, I talk about it all the time, because I think to myself, gosh, if I knew then what I know now, that it was, quote, as easy, as simple as, and don't get me wrong, it's not as easy as simple. I mean, it's hard for us to be ourselves. It sounds silly, like it's who we are, yet, you know, for a variety of reasons, which could be a whole other interview and chat, but, you know, we have to really practice who we are, like, you know, and get that sort of biggest expression of us out there. So I would say my biggest failure was taking that detour, taking that, and again, every failure really is, or mistake or challenge really is an opportunity. Like I think that's one of the biggest things that has helped. I actually just recorded something for my community yesterday around this, that one of the things that really helped me pop, I guess, if you will, is this mindset, this belief, this mindset, this like rich sort of like this groundedness that I feel in the belief that everything that comes to us, every failure, mistake, challenge, is really an opportunity. And the more that we can see that, you know, when something comes to us, when we're a part of something that doesn't feel great, or that isn't the level of success that we want, or, you know, our program doesn't fill, or whatever it is that we have going on, that it is really a chance to, you know, and gosh, I could name like 10 things. It is a chance to be more ourselves. It's a chance. It's asking us to be more ourselves. It's asking us to really, decide or ask if we're doing things because we're really authentically connected to it, or because we see everybody else around us, you know, doing it. Like there's just so many opportunities. So I would say my biggest, challenge was those first, you know, that first third of my business. I mean, I've been doing this 14 years, and it was really that first third, like a long time, 5 years of putting everything that I did, everything I said, everything I showed to the world, putting all of those through the filter of, is this professional? It totally killed my personality. It killed my personal, like, personality, my brand personality. And it made me feel similar to how I did in corporate. Like, I felt, you know, I knew that I was like filled with color, filled with personality. Like I've always been a very happy person, and I'm silly and like all those things, but I felt not me. And so that was my biggest failure or my biggest sort of quote unquote mistake that taught me so much. And here I am now teaching authentic branding. But, was this opportunity, you know, those 5 years of feeling that ick, feeling those feelings. And then, of course, thank God for those feelings, because I decided, you know what, that's enough. Just like I did in corporate, it was like, that's enough. Mm-hmm. In this business, in this lifetime, I am meant to be more fully expressed. And, you know, again, once I did that in this business, things started to really sort of rock and roll. And But it was a surprise. I didn't know that that's what was going to happen. I just wanted to feel happy.
Yeah, that's so awesome. So I love that. I really do think we fail our way to success, and we get these huge wake-up calls, and then it's like, now that's your gift. I mean, that's what you're teaching. Like, you failed. That was your biggest hiccup, and now that's what you're teaching. So those of you listening, like, your biggest failure could be your biggest success.
Yes.
And then it'll turn around and monetize at some point. So what would you say, you know, this whole idea, like, for me, okay, going back to this, so it's like, for me, like, I am just seriously, you know, I wear this Patagonia green fleece all the time, and I don't really wear makeup, and, you know, but then and I'm okay, and I pretty much do all my videos without any makeup, and they're not professional, and they're just, like, selfie videos, and I do have professional photos and professional things, like, when I dress, you know, when I have my live events and things, but, you know, for me, I have that pressure, like, it's not okay for me to just be me. I should really, you know, be my, really who you would see. You know, if you ran into me at Whole Foods, like, I need to be something different. I can't wear that Patagonia in my videos, et cetera. So what would you say to people who have more of, like, a more casual, you know, I live in the mountains or the beach, you know, like, is that okay? Or do you need to be, like, totally dressing up and what have you?
Oh, gosh. No, you definitely don't. I mean, and here's the key, and this is, there's a kind of an art to this, but, and then there's kind of not, like, it can be kind of simple. So when we talk about authentic branding, like a branding that, and a branding that really makes you, like, authentic you pop, you want to be who you are. You definitely want to be who you are, but here's the catch, or here's the little non-secret, is you want to make it the biggest expression of you possible. So if you're a yogi, and I'm in yoga clothes a lot too, and so it's funny that we're talking about this because I want to actually take more photographs coming up soon here in, like, even more sort of real everyday clothes. You know, I have the Michelle who's, like, out there and, like, you know, loud in these, like, sequin dresses and out on the street dancing, and that's definitely me, but what's not showcased in my website right now is sort of the yogi me. So personally, I'm speaking of being authentic, I, you know, really need and want to get back out there and do some yogi shots of me just about town, you know, with my son and whatnot. So I would say take who you are, take all of what you naturally and who you naturally are and blow up the volume a little bit. So, for example, you know, if you're the quiet type, if you're a yogi, if you're super, you know, maybe you're even, like, introverted, it's okay. Like, again, the clients who are going to be attracted to you are likely very similar to you. And so you want to showcase, you, like, let's say you in photographs, you want to showcase that piece. You know, maybe it's you, you know, again, if you're a yogi, maybe it's you in a lotus pose with your eyes closed, like, either, you know, in a park or in, you know, at home or whatever. Like, it doesn't have to be, how do I say, again, like me playing that professional card from corporate advertising. You know, you don't have to be what you think you have to be. Just be you and turn up the volume a little bit. What you might normally show on camera or how you might normally, let's say, talk on stage, you might want to just pump that up, like, 10-20% so that it translates, so that someone really gets what your brand is. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
So it's the biggest expression of who you are. Like, that's the filter you want to use. Like, when you're about to express on Facebook, in your photographs, like, ask yourself, is this the biggest expression of who I am, or am I muting it? You know, like, again, just turn up the volume on who you are naturally, and that way it will translate. People will really understand what that brand expression is all about.
Mm-hmm. Turn up the volume. Love it. Okay, that's good to know. Okay, super juicy for people listening. Like, I have one of my friends, and I probably have said this on the group here, or, you know, in these interviews, but I have a friend who has a 6-7-figure business, and she, like, she'll post the most real photos. Like, we're talking, like, her, like, with a really weird face with a stuffed animal, you know, like, you know, a teddy bear.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
Like, and I was like, I cannot believe, I would never show a picture of me like that, and yet she's so real and so successful and so you know, people really dive into that. It's hilarious. So I really love what you're saying. So what would you say, you know, in this day and age, and I've been an entrepreneur now since 2005, or had my own business since 2005, so 10 years. What would you say, and you've 14 years, like seeing our industry and seeing like online coaching and business and being successful and making six and seven figures, et cetera, what would you say about how it is in this day and age and how people can really pop their biz? Because what I see is there's a lot of people out there and a lot of people saying very similar things and you know, having similar photo shoots and blah, blah, blah. So what would you say for women who are listening and men, how can they pop their biz in this current day and age?
Mm-hmm. So, gosh, there's so many things that are coming right now. And I'm trying to decide if I share something that I shared with my group yesterday or something new. Let me just feel into this real quick. Okay, so I think to pop your brand and really just your business. Let's just talk about business for a second. Just the general word business, like all anything underneath that umbrella. How do we pop? How do we get ourselves highlighted? How are we different? How can we, you know, be unique? The very first thing that comes to mind is owning your thought leadership, owning the beliefs and the insight that you have to share. So what I mean by that is what I see happening a lot on social media these days is that, and I share this with clients all the time, I'll see women entrepreneurs sharing a lot of other people's work, meaning, like, let's say quotes. Like, let's say somebody has a great quote or a great graphic, right, and they share that person's quote. And that's awesome. It's so great. Like, we're inspired by people all the time. Or they share, like, someone else's blog post, or they share, you know, and this goes on all the time. And so what I'm always sharing with clients and what I really want to give to all of your ladies is, you know, flip the percentage. So, like, when you think of Pareto's principle, the 80-20 rule, what I see happening in social media, especially for newer entrepreneurs, is that sort of like 80% of the time they're sharing other people's thought leadership. They're like they're sharing other people's work, other people's insight. And what I would share to you is, where could you flip that, that ratio? Where could you actually start to really own your thought leadership, own what you believe and the insight that you have to share with the world, and share it 80% of the time and only share other people's work 20% of the time? Because this is really how our brand, our business, our communication starts to get known, is if we are consistently telling people, and it takes a lot. This takes a lot of, like, unapologetic, we got to get past through the fear, you know, go through the fear, do it anyway, and there's a lot of visibility stuff that might come up. However, do it anyway. Push post, push send. 80% of the time, share your views on something, your beliefs, and only 20% someone else's. Because to be remembered, you know, to really pop, you have to get more consistent with unapologetically owning your insight. And as importantly, sharing it with the world, you know, again, through all platforms. So through your blog, through social media, on stage, in the quote graphics that you pass out via Facebook. So that's, I think, my very first tip is own your thought leadership, and just, you know, the next time you get on Facebook, just remember Amanda's, you know, our conversation, and remember in your mind's eye, see 80-20, 80-20, 80-20. Like, do you share what you, you know, have, what you believe and what your insight is, and not only will you feel amazing, eventually you really do get in the practice of feeling amazing, getting through that vulnerability, and just watch how people start to really understand who it is that this CEO, this visionary, this founder is, and also get really understanding what it is that you do, what it is that, you know, you do in your business, because all of these things combined, the consistency, the visibility, et cetera, really helps pop, you know, someone's business.
Oh, it's so true. And I love that. Like, if I see something that it's a quote from someone else, I gloss over it. I never read any of that. I'm like, what? I think that's such a good point. And notice for yourselves too, listening, like, do you glaze over that, or do you like, oh yeah, that was a good one? And to have the courage and to be the thought leader, like Michelle's saying, and to speak your truth, because people really want leaders. Like, there's enough followers out there. We need real leaders, people who are really leading, and that takes vulnerability and courage and truth. So, yeah. So really speaking your truth 80% of the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That sounded funny.
Yeah.
Speaking
but
your
it
truth.
It does sound funny.
Of the time,
it does.
But 80% of the time sharing your own content and really speaking up, you know.
Yes.
Not.
Or you know what's also really cool, which I love, is like, let's say, and I do this a lot where, you know, I love Mother Teresa's quote. I think it's something like, if you want to create peace in the world, go home and love your family. It's this gorgeous quote, right? And I remember hearing it reading it for the first time, and I wanted to share it. But I'm not the gal. I'm not the person that just shares a quote. And so, because there's not value. What I'm saying, there is value in the quote in and of itself. It's gorgeous. But what I'm saying is, for us entrepreneur in the entrepreneurial world, who we are thought leaders, you know, we want to be thought leaders, and we are the visionaries, you know, the founders of these movements, we want to take those quotes that inspire us and then add to them, add value, add even more value to them. So, for example, the first time I shared that with my Walking Mom Truck community, I shared the quote, and then I said, and I would love to add to that, that blah, blah, blah. Like, I forget what I said. And then I put my own graphic, you know, with it. And so do you see what I'm saying? How we can talk about, you know, really authentically sort of massaging who you are into what you want to share with the world. Be inspired. Totally share other people's work. But see how you can really continue to add your insight to it.
Yep. Yeah. Make it yours.
Yep.
Cool. So beautiful, beautiful. What would you say about photo shoots? Because I know you had that program, you know, the photo shoot program, and then you also really focus a lot on mompreneurs. So what would you say, because any tips around photos and also being a mompreneur?
Yes. This it's funny. This might sound like a very deep answer to both of those questions, because I think this hits both getting an amazing photo shoot and also being, you know, an even more successful businesswoman / mompreneur, is to pop. Like, for us to pop the brand, to pop the business, to pop the photographs, to pop our photographs, one of the main things I can say is dive deeper into your own personal development. Like, and I know, Amanda, that's probably so not the answer you were, like, expecting. And I'll give another sort of, like, you know, real down and dirty sort of photography tip. But I just have found, and yesterday as I was recording something for my community, like, 10 minutes of my sharing was all around personal development and really, you know, that working on ourselves, on all parts of ourselves that we know don't feel like they can feel, that don't feel like the brand of woman that we know ourselves to be, you know, that we like basically taking whatever stories, knowing that this personal development, this diving deeper into the ick, the stuff that we feel, that whatever stories, you know, you keep repeating or mantras you have on loop, you know, that are depleting you or robbing you of, you know, this life of your color, kind of like how I felt in corporate, you know, like uncovering that and finding solutions, like being what I call a creative heroine, finding the solution to the problem and being the solution and just being even more confident in oneself, having even more self-esteem, even more self-worth, helps us earn our worth. It helps us get in front of the camera and be like, you know what, I'm going to look silly right now, or I feel like I'm probably going to look silly right now, but I am happy, you know, or I don't care, you know, which is a lot of how I go about life. And when I say I don't care, I don't mean I'm flippant about it, but I'm very much in the flow when I get in front of the camera doing my own photo shoots or how I coach my clients, is that it really all comes back to doing the work on ourselves, you know, and really, really getting honest about it. And in the end, you know, we can totally attribute our success, you know, in a photo shoot, or our success being a mom mogul, being a mom who's like juggling all these different things. We have a lot of potentially negative mantras going on, saying we don't have the time, we can't do it, maybe I'll wait till the kids are, you know, 15 to get back into, you know, the professional world or start my own business. Like, we have all these things that are telling us to stay quiet or to be smaller or to not do it. And so the biggest piece of advice here for popping as a mompreneur, going, or I should say from mom to mogul, or being a mom mogul, and getting really amazing photo shoots, is getting even more comfortable with ourselves. And then I promise kind of a true like photo tip. I think for photo shoots, one of the main things that I always recommend somebody look at or get really clear on and bring into their photo shoot and bring into their like top on their top 10 list, their top 10 shot list, is their mission on this planet. Like, what are you – we know what business you're in, but let's scratch the word business. What movement are you a part of? What feeling do you want to gift the world through your business? And know that that feeling is actually your purpose in life. Once you kind of get clear on that purpose feeling, you know what your movement is. It's like, I'm in the movement of, like, I've been very clear that, you know, my movement is about empowerment. You know, when I think of the feeling that, like, once I'm gone, you know, from this planet, what's the one feeling that I will have been so proud to give the world, to give not just my clients, not just women entrepreneurs, but my son, my husband, my friends? It's empowerment. And so what is that feeling to you? And know that that's the movement that you're a part of. Now that you know the movement that you're a part of, you can bring that into your photo shoot. You can use that as the filter that you then, you know, start typing out or start writing out the top 10 shots that you know that you need to get to express, to be able to express that particular movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I could keep going. Like, I could tell you like so many things. I just want to stop there and have you respond to that and see what else you want me to share.
Yeah, well, I think super juicy. I think it's like, hopefully everyone's like taking massive notes, because I think that the idea of having those ideas of what it is you want, and then to be really unique in what and playful in, and then authentically you, and that, and then of course, and then the self-care, I mean, that's everything. And I don't think you can be in business without, really, it's an ultimate self-development course on the planet. Like, you are 100% working on yourself all the time. So important, and I love it. But it's interesting, though, like, because it's not like you could, like, really brand and say, hey, that is what working on yourself is, what's going to make your business pop. Like,
no.
You don't say that, right? But let's all be real. That's really what makes your business pop. I mean, one of the major components. Of course, there's key.
Yeah.
So would you say, if you were to go back and either you could go back and give us 5 steps to pop your biz, maybe you tell me how you popped your biz in 5 steps, or 5 tips to help these ladies pop their biz, what would those tips be?
Sure. So I mentioned one already. So one would be what I just mentioned a couple minutes ago, which is dive deeper. Resist the urge to be afraid of diving deeper into your stuff, into the stories, into the reasons why you think it won't work. Like, dive deeper into your own personal development, and really see it as an opportunity. You know, Amanda and I were at the beginning of this interview, we were talking about, you know, well, what she asked me what the biggest failure was, and I said, you know, I really feel like, you know, this failure, the mistake, the detour that I took, even though we could label it as that, it really was an opportunity. I saw that as an opportunity. So see your diving deeper into your personal development, into your growth, your spiritual growth, your emotional growth, as an opportunity. you know, as a really juicy challenge. And again, it's that opportunity. It's really that mindset that you are gifted with. Like, you know, after having done so much work on myself, I think since I was 18 years old, and I dive deeper into this work, losing my brother a couple years ago. He was a 22-year-old who passed away in a car accident a day and a half after his college graduation, which is actually coming up in a few days, the two-year anniversary. Mm. And the only reason I mention it is just to show women, because I think sometimes we look at women who are making six figures or seven figures or living a life that, you know, that we think we can't have or something, and like, oh, they have this perfect life, or they don't deal with stuff, you know, and everyone deals with stuff, our internal stuff, external things that happen, you know, like this that happened in my family. But the beauty that came from that, this tragedy, was diving even deeper, me saying, yes, I'm going to go even deeper into who I am as a woman, who I am as a human being, what I'm here to really do, and what things I need to continue to clear, what things I need to continue to really look at. So, and I know that now, you know, since having done quite a bit on myself over the last many years, now I'm 41, so it's been a good 20 plus years, like, you know, doing therapy and seeing healers and really reaching out and reading great books and all that, that mindset of having an obstacle come and seeing it almost immediately. Like, I wouldn't say, I mean, I go through all the normal human emotions, but I'm saying, you know, in kind of that next breath or a week later, or, you know, 3 months later, really seeing like, wow, no, I really, this is a real opportunity for me. So this is what happens when you dive deeper into your personal development. You're able to do the things in your business. It's crazy, I know, but do the things in your business that used to scare you before. Now we're like, oh, that's easy, you know. Or not easy, but like it feels like I can step into that. And even though I feel the fear, I'm so going to do it anyway, because now I, you know, I have the practice. I know that what lies on the other side is exactly what I want for my life. And then secondly, I would say to pop your mindset as we continue on this with this idea, you know, really accept your sort of professional skills and also your life credibility, your life cred in being able to teach and help others in only the way that you can do it. So this is really what gifts you with, like, the meaning when I say life credibility, it's what gifts us with creativity, compassion, you know, the charisma to support our clients. So in other words, don't feel like, and this was something that definitely popped my biz, like once I got clear with on this, it was like someone had like taken the shackles off. It was like, oh, okay, you know, we don't have to be the quote unquote expert. Like, I feel like we get hooked on this. We have to know it all. You know, we have to, you know, Malcolm Gladwell in his book Outliers talks about the 10,000 hours. I'm not saying don't do your work. I'm not saying don't, you know, get that certification if you really need it. But what I am saying is, you know, you don't have to know it all. You just have to know or be 3, 4, 5 steps, you know, ahead of your ideal clients to be able to help someone. So instead of, I invite, like, this is kind of the tip here, it's wrapping up in this next sentence, I invite all of you to not over rev on being expert so much as being teacher. Teach something. Teach something, mm-hmm. and teach it well. That's all you have to do, and keep walking through that door. Today I'm teaching. Tomorrow I'm, you know, this next moment I'm teaching, and I'm doing it the best, you know, with 150% of me. And then next, you know, is something I did share earlier, but I'm such a fan of repetition. I'm such a fan of just, and I say this to clients all the time, like when we have our calls, I'm like, I know we've talked about this before. Let me say it a different way. So this next thing is something I said already, and it's about thought leadership. So popping your brand, think of it not so much as branding, because I know if you're anything like me, even though I came from the advertising world, branding, that word is like, what does that mean? You know, kind of doesn't, as women, as I know you guys are, being part of Amanda's community, I need to feel something. And the word brand or branding doesn't do that. So substitute the word brand for self-expression. Substitute the word brand for thought leadership. And do what we said earlier. You know, start to, from this moment on, start to really own your insight, own your beliefs, and share that as much as you can, you know, via your blog, via Facebook, et cetera. Do it in the 80-20 way. Really share what you have to say 80% of the time. And, of course, you know, feel free to be inspired and motivated. We all are by other people. And share other people's work, share other people's quotes and things, you know, 20% of the time.
Mm.
Something else I wanted, and are you just, can I just keep going?
Keep going. I think I love that. Instead of thinking about brand, think about self-expression. That's good.
That
going,
is
girl.
Super juicy. I love that one. And then the next one, I would say, you know, it's more revenue based. So to pop your revenue, you know, take, this is going to sound weird, but I'll explain it. Take your online business, because I know we're all, not we're all, but there's so many of us who not only maybe are doing business online or want, you know, aspire to do business online. So for all of those ladies who are listening, take your online business offline in order to pop your revenue. In other words, don't feel like you're boxed in to only emailing and virtual communication. I have found over the last few years such an increase in business and an increase in my happiness. Again, happiness is so key for me. Like, that is what success is to me, is like feeling peace and happy. So when I have taken my business offline, what I mean by that is, instead of, you know, being, and I was so guilty of what I'm about to say next, of just constantly emailing people, you know, meaning I like forgot I had a phone. I forgot I could like invite someone for a drink or invite someone for a tea or take them out to lunch, just to be human together, whether it's like if Amanda and I were, you know, lived closer, like just connecting with Amanda as a human being, just going out and chatting about life. And the same with potential clients, you know, instead of emailing potential clients saying, hey, I have this program coming up and I thought of you, like doing those sort of personal invitations versus like so much online marketing. You know, doing personal invitations is one key thing that I would say to pop your revenue. It's been an amazing, amazing thing at MGI. Yeah. And also, beyond personal invitations, literally just pick up the phone. More human interaction will humanize your business, will make you feel so much better, because I think one of the things that a lot of my clients, and I know I have felt this too, we're so online heavy, we're so technologically based these days that we're feeling this emptiness. We're like, wait, it's like me in corporate, is this it? And it's like, no, it isn't it. Online marketing is one arm, is one way to do business, but don't forget about, you know, human connection, you know, and inviting someone to lunch and getting on the phone with a potential client and say, hey, you know, do you have 5 minutes? Do you have 10 minutes? I'm just so excited to share about something I have coming up. And before I share it with my community, I wanted to share it with you first, you know, so get on the phone.
That's so good. I just want to
Isn't that a good one?
Well, it's just so, that's how I built my business in the early days. Everything, I didn't even have the internet or Facebook or any of that. And I, you know, that is it. Like actually physically getting out there, talking to people, meeting people, shaking hands, you know, taking names. Yeah. Genius. And I think that people think, it's just so easy. I can make six figures in 1 month, you know, just being online. And yes, you can. I definitely have friends that definitely make six figures in a month or in a day and what have you online, but you have to, it is also about that personal connection as well. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. And I'm glad that you paused there, Amanda, because I can't stress this one enough. This is like, this is all kind of not trial and error, but like we get on these paths. We're like, oh, okay, it's just online marketing. No, don't forget about all the different bells and whistles that, you know, that you have to use to call in your tribe, to be happy, you know, and to build this movement. And then next, the fifth thing I wanted to share is also it's revenue based, it's happiness based, it's everything based. To pop your revenue, to pop your happiness, you know, get really clear on your business model. So essentially what I mean by that is, to take it like real world, really sort of casual, what does that mean? Is, what do you truly and authentically want to be doing on a daily basis? Because that's essentially what our business model is. You know, I think we hear business model and we go, oh, I don't have one of those, or how do I get one? Who do I need to hire to help me figure out my business model? You don't need anyone to help you figure out your business model. Well, maybe you do, but basically just ask yourself this one question. What do you want to do day in and day out? Do you want to be doing one-on-one work? Is that what really makes you feel alive and happy? Or do you, you know, and do you want to dive deep and be that kind of leader? Or are you and your energy and desire more of a, like, a one-to-many leader? Because if you're working in the wrong capacity, you're leaving money on the table. You know, I think if, you know, let's say we're working in one-on-one, right. Let's say for those of you coaches, I know there's probably many different industries on the line, and you probably do very many different things. But let's just pretend you're doing one-on-one consulting or coaching, mentoring of some kind, and you know, you're maybe not that happy, or it's not really the thing that you want to be doing every day, like, you know, talking to 10 women a day or something. Because you're not vibing it, because you're not feeling it, you really are leaving money on the table. There's an opportunity for you to be in more of your sort of energetic match. You know, are you the person who wants to be leading masterminds and, you know, doing group programs, you know, with women or with people who, let's say there's 20 people in it, or 30 or 40 or 50, like, what is your energetic match? This is not just about making money, because the money is going to come if you are really authentically, yes, you have to be strategic, yes, you have to be a smart businesswoman, all of that, but the money comes when you are an energetic match with what you want to be doing every day. For a long time, all I did was one-on-one work. I saw the business kind of like not doing as well as it, you know, once had, and I started to really look at everything, you know, started to review, and I was like, okay, let me get really honest. What is going on here? And I realized the woman I was and the model, the business model, the thing I was doing every day wasn't really lining up with the energy I actually had to give. And so once I changed that model, and I still do private work here and there, but I do a lot of group work now and leading mastermind groups and things like that, it was like, oh, there's that pop again, because I was, you know, in alignment. So the tip there is really, you know, goes back to really authentic branding or authenticity, is where are you in non-alignment, and get aligned, you know, get aligned with how you want to be working. And again, it's like one of the magic elixirs for sure, you know, for sure, in popping that revenue or popping the business and brand for sure.
It's so true. Like, you have to really be in alignment and love what you're doing. And I mean, especially, like, I think that for me, I'm more of an extrovert, and then to just work from home and be on the phone all day, I'd rather be live with people. Or that's why I love to do VIP intensives with people, or do events and retreats, because you're actually live with people. So yeah, figure out what you really love, everybody, and do that. And know, like Michelle said, the money will be there for you.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I know that you put together a juicy gift. Do you know what that gift is? Or I'm happy to give a shout out for it, and then let everyone know that that gift will be on our speaker page.
Sweet. Yeah, so absolutely. So what we shared with you is the It Factor and the It Factor guide. It's a short guide to what I call a haute brand. I love fashion, so I use, you know, that sort of language whenever I can. It makes me happy. So it's the It Factor, a short guide to a haute brand and happy life. So the guide is really just taking you through the three things that, as women leaders, as women entrepreneurs, we really need to infuse more of into our businesses. So the It Factor is IIT in the way that I look at it. And the first I is intuition, talks about intuition. The second I talks about innovation. And the third is is a T, and that's for truth. So it's a lot of what we talked about today. I mean, today we got into some specifics around business and revenue and this and that. The guide is really talking about, you know, how do we really tune into our intuition and our truth and what we really want to be sharing in our brand and in our business and doing in our business. And then, of course, innovation really speaks to, you know, looking at the way that we do everything, whether we're sharing something on Facebook or creating a new offering. How do we innovate? How do we take what's maybe been done before and tweak it and sort of add our secret sauce to it? So the guide will really kind of help you talk about personal development. We'll start to kind of really get you into that space of just listening, like just stillness, a little more stillness, listening to what it is and what it is that you want and who it is that you are. And you know, I hope that everyone enjoys it.
Thank you so much. That sounds like the it factor. Like, who doesn't want that? So thank you. And we will be hanging out in the Facebook Biz Betty's group. So hopefully, Michelle, you'll join us in there. And thank you for everything. Do you have any last comments here to share?
Thank you. I just want to say thank you and just tell you how much I appreciate our connection. And I think what's just coming to my heart is, as a last little share or thought, is, you know, at every turn, see where you can humanize your business. You know, I think we confusingly call these things businesses, but they're so much more than that. They really are so much more than that. It's and I think Amanda and my friendship is just is a testament to that. See how you can really connect with people, whether it's your ideal clients or, you know, colleagues, you know, JV partners, like really connect with them, like really, really connect with them. And again, we're all about, you know, making happiness your business here. So it's not only going to help you feel happier, but it is going to do, you know, what this whole series is about. It will definitely help you pop your biz, you know, in the ways that I've shared today. So thank you, Amanda, for having me, and thank you all so much for your energy and for your work in the world.
Right back at you. And I'm just so happy that we got to hear from you. Seriously, thank you so much. And everybody, you have a beautiful day. I look forward to hanging out with you in the Pop Your Biz Betties. Peace, love, blessings, and namaste. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.